thank you for joining the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
When somebody gives you a big smile, do you ever wonder what's behind it? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Your psalmist once wrote, Heavenly Father, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? We thank you that you gave not only the psalmist, but you have given us the answer to that question, that we can come to you at any time, that you are the one who reveals your will to us in your holy word, that you are the one who reveals to us that Christ is coming to this world to be our Savior and our Lord. And so we pray that those who listen to this program today will have their souls fed and once again stand in the presence of Christ. All this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 42nd Psalm. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I write as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior, and my God. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Breathe.
friends in Christ, sometimes we become too analytical when viewing other people. At least I know that is a fault of mine. I sometimes will ask myself, what are they really thinking? Or I may ask the question, how do they really feel? I think that is especially true when I seem to get a superficial smile. What's behind the smile? Now, let me give you a couple of illustrations. Not long ago, I was visiting with one of our friends, an elderly lady, and she told me that she was giving up her car. She had driven a car for many a year, but now she thought it was time not to drive any longer. Then she smiled. What was behind the smile? I'm sure that there were some hurts. The hurt, for example, of realizing that no longer could she just jump in her automobile and go wherever she wanted to. But she would be dependent on others to transport her. That really wasn't a very happy smile. Another lady had moved into a nursing home. She had a lovely room, and I commented about how nice it was. Then she said, yes, it is, and I'm thankful for it and the care that I get, but it isn't like being at home. And then she smiled. And again, I wondered, what was behind the smile? And I'm thoroughly convinced that it was a lot of hurt and a lot of concern about what the future had in mind for her. I'm sure that that was true in the life of the person who wrote the psalm which serves as our text today. Here was a man who, without a doubt, was also analyzed by people. And sometimes when he would smile, they would say to him, what are you smiling about? It doesn't seem that you're very happy. But in the psalm today, the writer is letting himself go. And he lets us take a look inside of his soul and leaves us with some wonderful insights which might be applicable to our own feelings. In other words, the psalmist at this time is not hiding any of his, nor should we either. He starts this psalm, that marvelous 42nd psalm, if you have your Bible handy. It says, as a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? This is what life had taught the psalmist. Without God's presence, he simply did not function correctly. And when God was so far away, not personal in any sense of the word, he was like a child without a father or mother. He was an orphan. So he says, there's a vacuum in my life. Do you suppose that that's true with many people today? Yes, it is. There's a vacuum. They look around for all of this peace to come to them. And it comes from the outside, they think. So the more that they can put on themselves from the outside, the more they should smile. But even when they rejoice in the fact that they have just moved into a multi-thousand-dollar home and had all of the nice things that are connected with it, what was really behind the smile, even in those days of joy? It is a task of the Christian. It is a task of the Christian church to emphasize again and again to people that real peace does not come from the outside, but it comes from within. That is absolutely necessary. And until we realize that, we know good and well that there will be many, many disturbing times in our lives. Now, that is not only true of the person who has no relationship with the Lord. That is true with many of us. Notice, as the psalmist goes on, he says, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitudes, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng." It is believed that this person who wrote the psalm was a musician, and he would take part in the great ritualistic services which were held in Jerusalem in the temple. He was a leader there. Now these days had gone, and he dreamt, "Oh man, I can remember, can't you just hear him? I can remember of getting up in the morning and putting on my clothing and going over there to the temple and really doing my part. But now those days are in the past, those glorious days. These things I remember, and I pour out my soul and I cry out, 'Oh, if I could only have one of those days. That was when I had my joy. That's when I was thankful to God. How I wish that they were back again.' But time moves on, and as a result of that, they never will come back." You know, I think that many of us personally understand what that psalmist is talking about. The radio listening audience of Christian Crusaders is somewhat older, and not all old people. There are certainly some young, but there are many who are 40, 45, 50 years of age and then on up. And those of us who are older realize what nostalgia is all about. It is that thinking back and kind of wishing that it could all take place again. Not long ago, I was with a group of young people. My wife and I had been invited to a picnic, and they were talking about their lives. It was so refreshing. Some were talking about the new house they were building. Others of them were talking about that their child was going to start school in September. And then others were saying, "Well, we're going to be empty nested come this September, for our child is on her way to the university." They were all pointed in the future. I said to my wife, driving back to our house, "Wasn't that refreshing? Often when people our age get together, we talk about the past, what we used to do, the experiences that we have had, no matter where they might have been. All of the wonderful times and maybe some of the frightening times that we had as a family." And then it's almost like life has gone by, and we're simply headed for the grave, and there is nothing between us and the grave. And so, well, why don't we just sit back and see what's going to happen? When one of our daughters comes home, she'll say to us occasionally, "You know, the conversation here is pretty much about sickness and death and what has happened since last I have been home and who no longer is here." She's very understanding, and she knows that she's with parents who are high into their 70s, and that is natural for that to happen. But where she lives, even in middle life, there isn't as much of it, but she is assured that it's going to come to her too, so she's very charitable to us. Now, we can sit back and really mope about this, and it appears that the psalmist was doing that very thing, because he had tears and he remembered those great old days, and why couldn't they once more come back? And then he says, he catches himself and he says, "Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Life isn't over." That's one thing that I have to let the Word of God tell me again and again. Life isn't over. Those days gone by, that was one chapter in your life. But life goes on from here. God has other things for us to do. Put your hope in Him. Make it a matter of prayer. Where can I serve? You know, God, it's just possible that I might serve better in some capacity at the age of 75 than I did at the age of 45. Impossible, you'd say? Not at all. Not at all. Remember, it was the Lord Jesus Christ who had said, "Lo, I am with you always." And then this time of the life where we find ourselves when we're supposedly in retirement is to look back and just see what's happening today. Yes, there are many things that are not good. There are many things in the church that are not good. But there are some things that are very, very good. And that is where we really need to rejoice, isn't it? Right there where everything is good. One day when I was preparing this sermon, a person came into my study and he began to talk to me about small groups in the church. You know, that's where a half a dozen or 10 people get together and study the Word of God and talk and share their feelings with one another, pro and con. And he went on to say, "I just started my 35th one of those small groups, and what blessings they really are." Sometimes I think that we have to admit that there are more blessings that come that way than in even the Sunday morning worship services, because people are free to talk about what's on their mind and what's bothering them. You ought to be in a small group. If it's at all possible for you, you'll get a lot of blessing there. Yes, it's time to sit back and look as you are there in the bleachers at what is going on. And thank God that the Holy Spirit is still working, and He's working through other people besides just you and me. Well, that's one way to help get over this nostalgia. But nostalgia, if you let it go, can have its times of real depression. And it's in the times of depression that you and I can say some very funny things and have some rather weird feelings. You know, the psalmist was exactly that way, and so he says in this 42nd psalm, "I say, God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?" Now, isn't it rather strange? Here's a person who says God is his rock, that is, in our New Testament age, "I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Why have you forgotten me? Do you know I'm here?" Kind of a queer thought, isn't it? Some of my people who are my friends, and they may not be believers in Jesus Christ, can say, "Tell me, what is it? Where is your God? Doesn't your religion help you in times like this?" You see, we get into some queer expressions and people begin to wonder about us. "You're such a religious individual. Isn't there something else that is going to lift you up from all of this Christianity that you claim to have?" And then the psalmist seems to catch a hold of himself. And he said, "Those are weird thoughts. Those are terrible thoughts. My hope is in Almighty God." The answer is always the same throughout this whole psalm. My answer, my hope, is in God. That means then, friend, that if our hope is in God, we have a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may ask, "Well, what do you mean by that?" That means that this Savior is a part of your life. Maybe you have been with Him from the day of your birth. Maybe it was at the baptismal font as a child. Maybe it was when you were converted, and that's many years ago. But if you're outside of Jesus Christ now, the first thing is to let Christ come into your life. And then you begin to live with Him. How do you let Him in? You simply ask Him in. "Come in, Lord Jesus." Then you begin to live with Him in His Word. And as you live with Him in His Word, He speaks to you. Now, you're going to need some help with this. That's why it's necessary to get to an evangelical church if you're outside of the church, and let them help you. And then after you're into the Word and you understand what it is to study it and to read it, then get into one of these small groups. And then go to church on Sunday and have friends. I tell you, there will be a smile that'll be put onto your face. And it is a smile that will never go away. Or there may be some times when it's rather superficial and you smile and say, I gave up my car. Or I gave up my house. Now, those won't be happy times. But underneath all of those grievous times, there is a smile. For Christ lives there. And I have learned to say with the psalmist of old, my hope is in God. He alone can put a smile on our face. Amen. Lord, we pray that where hearts are depressed and minds are disturbed, whether it be because of nostalgia or just because of life and all the problems that are thrown at us, give us grace to know, Lord, that you are ever present, and help us to believe with the psalmist of old that our hope is in God Almighty. In your name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by gifts from you, our faithful listeners. Many of you have become a broadcast sponsor, sending a gift of $100. This generous gift pays for 1 week's broadcast on the station you listen to. We thank our broadcast sponsors for helping us to buy radio time on 34 stations in 12 states across the nation. our sponsors are truly special in this important ministry. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.